I first heard this and heard 3-foot widening of sidewalks, I thought, well, what are they making all this stuff up for? But the more I've read about it, I watched the governor's talk in the vault. If you haven't had a chance, it's on News Dakota. He does an excellent job of articulating his vision with all of this that really matches with the realities of what towns like Valley City have to do in order to be competitive and viable in the future. And quite frankly, for myself as not so young anymore and having young ones who, you know, could choose this as a place to live, to compete with the online shopping market and the big box stores and all that, we have to create an experience for people to want to come and shop in the stores that we have downtown. And back in the day, again, Governor Burgum shared with the group that the DOT's focus was to move traffic through. Get them through as many cars as you can get through, and they're realizing that that isn't what you want to do with these downtowns. You want to try to have folks stop, sit down, and enjoy the space of a historic downtown. We've got a lot of people that are working their tails off to try to market this town as a place to come and visit and to bring tourists. But if you drive through downtown, there's nothing really special about it compared to other towns. This would help in kind of differentiating Valley City and making it a special place. Making it something where our kids would want to spend some more time downtown walking the sidewalks. And Lex wanted to say during that sidewalk widening part, there are times when she's walking with a group of friends, the sidewalk's not wide enough if you come and meet with other folks going the other way or whatever. As long as you have to put in the electrics and whatnot for the lights anyway, 3 more feet of concrete isn't a big deal. So
it is when you're shoveling it.
I hate to say it, but I don't agree. In my opinion, I have friends that my husband and I met in Arizona. We instantly became friends, and they were just super nice folks. And over the years, they wanted to come and see us here in North Dakota rather than us always seeing them in Arizona. They came up here, and they thought we had the absolute sweetest. They'd never been to North Dakota. They thought we had the absolute sweetest town there was. The antique shops, the coffee shops, everything. They never met a single person that was rude.
But I didn't mean that to say we don't have a great town.
They love the buildings.
Yeah, and that's true. It's also just the regular galvanized steel street light with plain
sidewalks.
I can vouch for what Marie said, because I had some people here from my ship this summer for the ship's reunion, and they thought Valley City was just great the way it was. And these people came from all over.
Gary, the biggest thing is, what was the age of these people? If we're gonna do something and we're gonna grow Valley City, we have to start doing things for the young people. We have to look down the line 30 years, what's gonna be in Valley City? Are we gonna be here in Valley City, or are we gonna be gone?
Some of this, but
that's what we need to look at.
$375,000 for a bump out.
Sitting right here, I can see a real big problems with drainage and everything else.
But Gary, we're spending that money anyway. Why would we want to turn away state dollars to make it more aesthetically pleasing in that?
I don't see anything aesthetically pleasing, and apparently there's a lot of other people out there that don't either. I'm just one of the mouthy ones that's not afraid to open my mouth about it.